Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Planet Rocks!
This is one of your go-tos. You love this song.
I ain't done this one much. I don't want to offend anybody, so I don't play the other one.
No offense taken. Steve's taken, but no offense taken. Here's a real serious thought I want to throw out before we get into frivolity. Something for you to think about. I just had to go get some water.
Okay.
At the water fountain.
Thank you.
And I don't look at the born on date anymore on the filter. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had to also go pee-pee also. And what is the thing about seeing flowing water make you have to go? And does it also work if you have to go number two, but you're getting some soft serve ice cream?
Dude, you don't want to go around a chocolate fountain if you got a rumble in your tummy.
I've never, but I'm thinking, my mind's playing tricks on me now. Like, why is seeing this... dispelling this water make me want to do mine more? And I say, does that happen at like a Dairy Queen or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Maybe it does. Like when you see them turn it upside down, does it make you want to grab a handful and see if it, you know, stick together?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. 864. I'm going to give you a phone number that you need to rob an area, you know, when a good time goes bad. This is the number you call when a bad time's went real bad. Or maybe a good time went real, real bad. Real bad.
Real bad.
Things are bad. It's the FOF line. In fact, do we have a theme for this now?
I think so.
We do. All right. Well, let's roll it. Here we go.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial
That boy's excitement level is at an all-time high right now.
I've never seen him happier, more excited. Man, that black t-shirt he bought.
I'm telling you, man, these 2 weeks have been great.
You wait till you get it.
Yeah, really, if I get to get it, I'm going to have to cause a stink. And I could write about it.
Well, you're known for that. 864-241-4318. The FOF line. You know, still you have some goobers who will say, what is that?
Yeah.
What does the FOF stand for? Well, we played on Friday, so there's one of the Fs. Off, we say, so there's the O.
There's no J.
The first F. Yeah. The FJO offline. I got you. Okay, it took me a second, but I got it.
I'm lost.
Maybe you're doing a press conference and your shoe polish is running down your face. Oh, and no one told you. You call the FOF line. 864-241-4318. All right. You said there's some. Well, you haven't. Is there any heat for us?
No.
Oh, you lying, son of a. He lying,
sack of
through his teeth on fireball.
Freaking.
Look, in general, like in life, it's just easier to lie.
It is. It is. Oh, yeah, you haven't told me the story before, Mom.
I'll
ask the same questions. Yeah, and you know what? Our kids, will pass that on to us eventually.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Cut number one of the FOF line.
I just want to tell all you son of a bitches that's out there price gouging in a time of crisis, God don't like ugly. And karma's gonna get you, evil son of bitches. Need to cut your damn fingers off. Rise guys, party on.
I think he's referring to the people who are going and buying the 30 pounds of chicken for $10 and then selling it for $20.
Oh, I thought he was trying to buy a PS5 or Xbox.
Is that what it is?
I don't, man, that's the thing people are doing.
Yeah. And what is it? Has I know beer hasn't went up, which kind of shocked me. Beer prices.
Everything else.
Any other in indulgences went up in price, market value?
No, I mean, relatively speaking, like the new video game consoles aren't as big an expenditure as buying a Nintendo in 1985 would have been.
I was talking about weed.
Oh, no. No. For a while, yeah, but not, well, I don't know.
You don't, who knows? Who knows? I haven't checked the market lately.
Yeah, they're selling those consoles for a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't checked the NASDAQ.
That's good.
Thank you. 864-241-4318. If we didn't have cocaine, would we have Wall Street?
Hell no.
No. Okay, this is the FOF line.
Yeah, this is for the lazy fat bitch over here at the office of 221. I don't understand why you even decided to come to work today. Like, literally, I can't hear a f***ing thing you are saying. What, your total's like 14. Open your mouth when you f***ing talk. Like, enjoy your job. Oh, smile. You got to smile sometimes. God almighty. Damn. People, enjoy your job.
I agree with that.
Pretty sure that was a song.
It might have been
that was Johnny Paycheck's next song.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. She might have a coworker she just can't stand, and if that coworker wasn't there, she might have the time of her life.
Delete that voicemail I left and shove it. I want my job back there again.
But yeah, it sucks when somebody's just not about it at all, what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is awkward now. This is uncomfortable. Me trying to buy this just turned uncomfortable for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I went to a fast food place the other day. Answer this for me.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
We're in a crisis. Well, no, it wasn't. But it's a time of crisis and all that, and food safety and all that stuff. They're wearing masks, but they take my card with no gloves on.
Well, yeah. There's one where you got to put your card in. They hold out this plastic container, and you got to put your card in the plastic jug.
Yep.
And then they pull the jug in and take the card out by hand. And then they,
with no glove on?
All they're doing ultimately is spreading more germs, because then everybody's got to reach in and scratch around and grub around inside this container. So we're all touching an extra thing when it would be much cleaner to just hand the card off one-to-one.
And what they don't know is I sometimes use my debit card to floss with.
Stupid.
Yeah, I've done that before. You use that other hand when you hand me my crown. Don't you use that hand.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Somebody said sports card prices have skyrocketed. That's right. People have been, I don't know.
Can't find
sports
them.
Sports ratings are in the crapper. Sports card prices through the roof.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
The card guy, man, he says he's out of a lot of stuff.
The card guy?
Yeah, like the card vendor, the panini guy.
Card man.
Yeah. Now, here's the text. I lowered my shroom prices. More people sitting around using them, so I don't need to charge as much.
Oh.
Screenshot that for me.
Write this down. Hang
Last
on.
Time I went looking for them things, I ended up covered in cow crap from all the way to my neck down.
You can worse. Do that, too.
What?
You can snort poop.
Why now you tell me?
That's a hallucinogen.
They had to take me through the car wash, clean me off there in Powdersville. True story. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
When I went to sleep Tuesday night, Trump had the lead. How the hell we go from election day to election week? The pollsters got it wrong again. They must have been confused. I tell you, I about myself when I turned on the morning news. They found pallets full of ballots at 3 a.m. all the way from Georgia to Michigan. They took the cap off their Sharpies and they filled them f***ers in. They told Trump to be a good sport. And he said, f*** it, I'll see you in court. And that's the way the corona and everything is. We're going to get this straightened out one way or the other, I believe.
Oh, look at that. Writing him a little poem.
That was funny.
Oh, that
he was
rhymed?
Laughing through it, which struck me as odd.
What, do you have any way of finding out what time of day these calls come in?
Oh, yeah. I got the time, the phone numbers.
Yeah. Well, it was the phone numbers, I assume, but like, are most of these like overnight when you assume people are like drunk, they've had a few cocktails, and they just want to spew their thoughts and who they hate and all that?
Yeah, you'll get the scragglers like that, but we get a big spike, you know, about this time when we're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Which pisses people off, but over the weekend too. Sunday morning, you know.
Yeah.
I'll check out. Some, you get a lot there.
Oh.
A lot on Saturday nights.
You still do a Sunday show? You should promote it during that.
It might be a double shots weekend this weekend. Don't know. Just saying it is.
864.
I play good music.
241-4318. More of the FOF line.
I'm sick and tired of hearing nonsense. Bitch about everything. He whines like a little girl about, I hate Americans. Americans do this and Americans think that. That's all he is. He cuts down everybody. Everybody. And if it's not that, then he's repeating anything good anybody says. You could replace him with a parrot. Also, Fat Boy, get laid because you sound gross as hell on the radio lately. You sound like some sleazy ass pervert. Love your eyes, guys.
No, you don't.
She was just talking to me at the end.
No tooth having, chain smoking, hussy.
My God. Oh, my God.
Boy, you can talk to me like that and I can't talk back. That's not how this works.
Well, I wanted to work back.
You can't talk to me like that and I can't talk back.
First off, let's work our way back. Fat Boy needs to get laid and you sound gross?
I thought I always sounded like a pervert. This is one of my things.
Yeah, apparently you
What did. Kind of pervert? Did you say BVS? CVS pervert?
I don't know.
Well, she wants to blank Matt is what I take from that, but I've got him. He'd be repulsed by you.
Yeah, he probably would.
I mean, I don't know how else to respond. I gotta
say something. Hell.
Also, Fat Boy, get laid because you sound gross as hell on the radio lately. You sound like some sleazy ass pervert.
A sleazy ass pervert.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Just make a few observations about the opposite sex. That's all I'm doing. That don't sound perverse.
You don't have to defend yourself from dumb people, man.
I want that on the shirt.
I've never heard Nine say that he hates America.
No, I don't hate America. That's a bold-faced lie. Like, you're a lying tweaker. You're a lying tweaker. Like, you probably, I mean, you know.
You.
I don't know anything about these people, so I can't hit them back the same way, but I've never said anything about hating America. No, I haven't.
Can we do FOF FaceTime?
Simply a lie.
I just want to see some of these. Record yourself when you're calling. I just want to see what you look like, how pissed you are.
Videos.
You know, like I imagine with her, there was a cigarette. Just it was not in her mouth, but it was on her lip.
Yeah.
And it was just attached by a little hint of saliva. But as she talks, it bounces up and down. And it somehow clings to that bottom lip.
Yeah. I said something she didn't agree with, and that turned into I hate America, because that's what drugs do to your mind.
Yeah. David Bowie did. He did a song about it. You want to do one more here?
Hey, you can do one more.
We'll do one more, and then we'll come back and do the second half. So don't you fret. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Yeah, this is to that bitch who called me to come into her home, take care of her father, and then after she scared off all my f***ing workers, and I called her and told her, you know, maybe this ain't going to work out. She wants to cancel the f***ing check. No, bitch. I work. I get paid. That's how it f***ing works. But apparently you're too good to pay me for coming in and doing the shit you didn't want to f***ing do in the first place. No, bitch. I don't f***ing think so. I'll see your ass in court. Kiss your money. Goodbye.
That's a small claims issue, right?
Ooh.
That was Marcia Clark.
It might have been.
I could tell by the tone.
Oh.
Rob, if you know that defendant, let us know if you recognize the voice.
Yeah, I mean.
Or maybe she'd be the plaintiff.
Yeah. You got to pay people for work that's already been done. You can't get out of, if they've already done the work, you cannot get out of paying them for it.
No. I would also go further, don't accept checks.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
It's 2020. You don't have to accept a check, right?
No. You don't Venmo. You can't call me a pervert on the radio either. That's illegal.
That's
still. Will you see her in court?
Oh yeah. Can we do the court here? And can I wear shorts?
Judge Jimmy.
I hate America. What?
Nine refuses to lay his hand on the Bible.
According to that lady.
Okay. Well. That lady. Yeah. She's. You know. She just wants her money.
Yeah. She just wants to get paid for services rendered.
That's just the first half.
There's,
I mean,
what's left? Trucker wars?
I don't know, man.
You know there's trucker heat.
Truck heat.
You know there's trucker
truckers.
Heat.
I told Nine the other day I saw a trucker turning in the Walmart and TR, and you know they have to turn up and then turn down because it's a big wide turn. And every time he would nudge up, someone would pull up in the other lane that he couldn't do it. And he sat through three lights. And I'm like, I'm a former safety patrol officer from elementary school. I have a good mind to pull over, turn my caution lights on, and help this old guy out. Because it didn't fall from heaven.
People just don't pay attention to what that is, I think.
That's true.
If you paid attention and were aware that he's, you know, somebody would eventually leave him room to get out.
They don't care.
They don't care. They don't care and they don't pay attention.
Selfish people. Yeah. Not us, though.
He sat there all day waiting to turn.
Yeah, this guy's going to sit here for 3 hours, but I got to get home 10 seconds faster.
I got a big load in the back I got to drop.
Well, 864-241-4318. That was the first half. The second half's going to be even.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And come with the show with the daily podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
Like, if you were a sewer worker and you, like, worked out at the sewage treatment facility and you had to go number two really bad, but before you had to, you know, get the swirl going again in the big pool there.
Oh, yeah.
Does it make you have to go more?
Well, can you just go out there? Why, like, you know, I think it's a perk of the job.
Field trips, I think you can arrange.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sit on the grate.
It's just a girl works at Dairy Queen says, no, it doesn't faze me when I have to go to the bathroom and I'm pumping out soft serve ice cream.
It's nice to know.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
So I guess that thing about me and the chocolate fountain is just a personal issue.
It might be. I mean, I think you put the dew in fondue, don't you?
I do.
Mountain Dew.
I put it in there twice.
You should. Double chocolate. That's where that comes from.
Fondue do.
864-241-4318. It's the FOF line. We're moving into the second half. There's a lot of mean stuff said. A lot of mean stuff. A lot of mean people.
Yeah, man. There's some long ones in here.
And nothing said about me yet negatively, which is good.
You know the rule. Try to get the heat out of the way early.
Yeah.
On us. Try to.
That's right. That means you're not going to do that. 864- 241-4318. The second half of the FOF line.
Hey, fat boy. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little wrecked off out right now. But damn, it is 10 o'clock on a motherfucking Wednesday. Trump is down in the polls. This world's going to shit. Son of a fucking shit. I ain't never I've been mad about a f***ing election until now. Hey, that boy, I know you like Biden. I don't know for sure, but damn, I think you do. But this f***ing election is rigged as a motherfucking shit. I ain't gonna lie. I don't mean I don't love you, fat boy. I love Don. I love Matt, man. That motherfucker. I wish I had a beard like him.
Thank you.
My beard ain't worth a f***, but I love y'all. Tickly guys.
His beard ain't worth a...
That was Jared Kushner, wasn't it?
Kush.
He's a resident political scientist, that guy.
That was him. What time did that call come in? He said it was 10 a.m. or p.m.?
I hope to God it was p.m.
I bet it was a.m.
I was going to say, I bet you that's still creeping over from the night.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like it, yeah.
The morning after. Okay, I thought you talking about the morning before. He's like some kind of drunk Nostradamus.
No, the morning after, Wednesday morning.
That guy doesn't believe in morning after pills. Trust me.
They don't work.
He would not believe in that.
Also don't believe in rubbers.
No.
Rubbers.
Where's your rubbers? In the car.
You got some rubbers.
But the rubbers are in the car.
Rubbers. I always think about that because it's just the thing in Steel Magnolias where Shelby's brothers are going to cover the car with condoms after she marries Jackson Lattery. So then Julia Roberts comes stomping in, rubbers, and her really bad Southern accent. Even though she's from Georgia, she can't do a Southern accent. Save her damn life.
She hates the South, too.
Apparently.
The way you hate America.
That's not going to be a character point of me.
No.
No.
You don't like that
never.
One.
Well. I love America more than most people.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I understand the Constitution.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm a little outdated. I need to amend it a little
bit
more.
Plus, that could have come in. That was on election. That was the day after the election, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you want me to make a damn list?
I want him to call this morning once he reads the Associated Press.
He might not wake up.
Thoughts this morning. Does that guy know what the Associated Press is?
He might not wake up until Saturday.
That's AP. Did they do anything other than football polls? Tell me.
I thought that was a grocery store.
It was. I read the book.
AP, yeah. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
If you lie about being in the military, that is the most basic form of lack of integrity and disrespect that you can have. My dad was a drill sergeant. He did 2 tours in Vietnam. My brother served 14 years in the Army. And for somebody to lie about giving their life for their country, I mean, that is the biggest slap in the face to our military that you could possibly have. I mean, what the heck is wrong with you? If you don't call people out when they're wrong, they're going to keep doing stuff that's wrong. If I see somebody lying, if I hear about somebody lying about serving like that, I'll punch them in the throat. That is unbelievably wrong. So thank you to all our service members. Thank you for serving our country, for risking your lives to so many people that don't deserve it.
Amen.
Well, she can't do it.
Why?
Well, she didn't say she served. It's like when you got to serve to be offended.
You don't have, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's how that works.
That's the rule.
But most of, yeah, but 9 times out of 10, I feel as though I will get more irritated by stuff than military people do.
No.
Remember the guys that sat in here that day years and years ago, and it was when flag burning became a thing again. Not this recent, but the other time, like 10 years ago. And they were like, I was like, man, that has to, like, no pun intended, burn you up when you see somebody burning the flag. And he's like, this is going to sound weird, but that's part of the reason why we do what we do is protect freedom of speech. And I'm like,
yeah.
God. Hey, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean. But that, yeah, and you have to understand that goes, I mean, that includes stuff you disagree with, too.
Yeah.
Like, if everything offended you, man, that'd be an awful way to, like, you'd be, just have a list of stuff to, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff that bothered you.
But I don't think stolen valor falls under freedom of expression or freedom
of
speech.
Oh, no. I just use that as the example with the burning of flags. But, yeah, I think very poorly of people that do that. I would like to do let's start a hotline where people call in and report. They narc out people that don't wear masks. Let's narc out people who are stealing valor.
Yeah. And I also still maintain that a lie is a lie.
Go on.
A lie is a lie. I mean, I maintain.
I don't believe
you. Little white lies add up into mountainous lies eventually. You know what I mean? I mean, if you go around telling a bunch of little white lies, you could build to that very easily. Lying.
You're trying
is,
to tell me that all lies matter.
Yeah. Lying is lying.
Like, I don't know if you served or not.
It's always bad.
I didn't.
If you show up looking like me in a uniform, I'm probably going to second guess you and say, you might not have served.
Yeah.
What about if you're just reading into it and they used to work at Waffle House?
Could have been, you know, like, it didn't say it has to be a military uniform.
Yeah.
I can't wear a Waffle House apron. I never worked there.
Yeah. Like, I recently lost all respect I had for a dude who, I considered him a buddy. Not like a good friend, but a buddy. Because he was always lying to me about hooking up with these women. And he didn't. Last time he got laid, he moved to a different state. So I knew it had been a while. I mean, you know what I mean?
Someone driving to the state line?
He walks around and he talks about them very specifically. Like, they'll be standing 10 feet away and he's telling you a lie about how he hooked up with them. I just lost all respect for the guy after I heard enough of those stories. Just, all right, I'm done with you.
But you, I mean, like, there's no way they could be true.
That's what I was going to say. You found them to be all lies?
Or again, last time he got laid, he moved out of state. So it's not a common occurrence.
What does that mean? He got her pregnant and moved?
It means that last time he got laid, he moved to a different state.
Okay.
To chase it, he moved to a different state to follow it.
I thought that he had hit it all here. He had to go find more others.
No.
It's
not
like
that, hunting. Not like that.
Eventually, you done run them all out of there. You got to go movie stand somewhere else.
Yeah, but there's several instances of him just, like, someone would be standing 10 feet away if the jukebox wouldn't play, and she would hear him telling the lie about how he hooked up with her.
Oh, yeah, that's awful.
That's just a terrible situation to be in. So I'm like, I'm not talking to you anymore if I can help it.
I'm trying to think who that was.
It's only somebody you very vaguely know.
Okay. Well, then, let's keep it that way then.
Yeah, please. 864-241-4318.
We're down to 2.
2 left.
All right, this is the FOF line.
Good God, Rise Guys. I tell you, after listening to the show this morning, I'll tell you who I want to off on the FOF line. All you motherfuckers can off. Matt Man, Fat Boy, 9. Good God, I've never heard such sissified complaining. Oh, people calling into the FOF line. They're mad. They're angry. Facebook fussing. We might have to cancel it. Why? It's the FOF line. Okay, what the f*** did you expect people to call in and do? They're supposed to complain. Quit being such a sissy. I mean, somebody take away your binky or something? Good God almighty, I couldn't believe riding to work this morning listening to this whining and complaining. It's not frolic on Friday, it's f***ing off Friday. I mean, what the f*** did you expect to happen? Good God, you want some cheese to go with that wine? F***ing A, I couldn't believe I was hearing this from f***ing grown men. Good God almighty. I mean, y'all need to, all three of y'all need to get with cute Kyle and move up to Asheville and start you a little hug group or something. Good God almighty, f***ing man up.
You quit saying the Lord's name like that.
I mean, I know what he said, but he said
he missed
that
the sarcasm.
Yeah, he missed sarcasm, and then that was the whiniest phone call we've ever gotten in the history of the FOF. Right there, that was. I mean, you just gave a graduate level lesson in how to whine.
Damn, dude. Can I get RF video in here and do the shoot interview today?
I've never heard such a whiny call come in on the FOF except that one there.
I think what he's referring to is not this. A couple weeks ago in the FOF line, we're like, God, people are like complaining and griping about all this silly stuff, and then the same thing about Facebook. We're gonna quit doing Facebook fussing. Because it was sarcasm.
It was sarcasm.
That stuff feeds. Totally. Let me be honest with you. Pull the curtains down.
Now you whining about sarcasm.
We love it. I mean, hell.
We do, man.
Look, the news loves the stuff going on. They will never look you in the eye and tell you that, but they love all this stuff. There's some doctors out there down deep. They would never on record say it, but they're like, yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I wish there were certain P1s that would physically fight each other.
I'll go a step further. That woman who called in earlier giving me hell, saying I hate America, I love that woman. That's great.
Oh, well, she called me a pervert, so I'm not.
Well, you might not, but I mean, just for what she said about me, hey, good for you. That was awesome.
Yeah, clearly awesome. She knows Fat Boys. Someone is fast.
Just because it's true, don't make it true.
And that stuff I said back, I don't know you. I didn't mean it. I was just talking trash back.
I meant it, though. 864.
I meant it about that guy whining, though.
Yeah, 864. The cheese with the wine thing. Was that original, sir? It was good.
Good.
I think Birbiglia did that 20 years ago. 864-241-4318. Any setup needed, or is it no caption needed, no filter, all that?
I guess you could say it's just like a general scope of today's society.
Oh, great.
Okay.
You know? Right. Certain issues.
Right, right.
Some of that needs to be addressed, sure.
Yeah.
All right. 864-241-4318.
Hey, guys. It's P1 Happy Slappy. I'm going to change my name to Unhappy Slappy, I think, because the world is so f***ed up right now. Everything's stupid. My daughter just got sent home because her daycare had two cases of COVID yesterday. Then her school calls me and says she has to be put out for 2 weeks. We had COVID 4 months ago, folks. We did everything we were supposed to do. This is so f***ing stupid. I don't feel bad. I have sinuses right now, so I'm going home early, but I'm working from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. My husband said he was got a 67-cent an hour raise. No, he got f***ing 37 cents. 37 cents. Why even bother? Why percentages? If somebody does a great job for you and you can depend on them, why the f*** would you treat them like that? This is so f***ing stupid. I'm so over the end of the damn world or whatever the f*** you call this. It's stupid.
Tribulation.
Everybody thinks differently. Fine, have an opinion. I'm not going to shove my opinion down your throat. But COVID is stupid. DHEC told me 90 days, within 90 days, we did not have to re-quarantine. Well, now I don't have to re-quarantine because nobody tested positive. She just can't go to school or daycare. So guess what? I don't have a backup at work. I get treated like at work. I don't have anything I need or I want. I don't get any appreciation. I get no more pay. Stupid.
I didn't know.
Thanks again for having this. Love you guys. Have a great day. Take care of yourselves. Tickle it.
What station is she on?
What station was she on?
She must work here.
She's from Tragic 98.9.
Yeah.
Says here, I have never heard such unhappiness in P1 Happy Slappy, who's now P1 Unhappy Slappy.
Yeah.
She's going to get mad and fight and become scrappy, slappy, happy.
I'll tell you what, that little raise probably does seem like a slap in the face, but I guarantee you, I know more people who've lost jobs or taken pay cuts this year than gotten raises.
Oh, yeah. Definitely pay cuts.
Yeah.
Both. I mean, lost jobs and pay cuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not arguing with you.
Nine hates America so much, he would be Iraqi Slappy. So he would be, if he were a member of the family.
It's Iraq.
I take my top off. I'm
Iraq.
I'm floppy happy.
I'll be happy fappy later.
I do. It's J-O Friday. Remember?
No, F off. F-O. F-O Friday.
I got it backwards.
Anybody's ever been confused? You know, well, people say F off. Do you think anybody's ever said the F word and then O? give it time.
Oh, man.
What you just heard was real. There's real people are really pissed. People that their frown is literally upside down.
You think they're going to call back now because we made them worse?
I hope not.
We didn't call many of them down, I'll tell you that.
Look, I'm not trying to whine here, but I'll tell
you. Don't
do it. I'm afraid to look in the email now.
Don't be sarcastic. Somebody will think you're whining.
Yeah, let's not.
God Almighty.
You know, because of that, God Almighty, man, we're not going to do the mail sack on Monday.
Oh, man. Because
I don't want to read any of the whining emails. So, riseguys@AOL.com. We'll take us a break. We're going fishing with Crappy Slappy, and then we'll come back and do more Rise Guys. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday.
Your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hi, this is Mortuary.
Hello.
Hi there.
Is this No. I am.
Yeah, this is Gerald. How are you?
Well, I keep getting all these phone calls from your collective bargaining agreement agency or something, wanting to know where the money is for our daddy's funeral. My name's Cornelius Jenkins Jr. I'm joined by my brother, Julius Jenkins Jr.
How are you doing, man? Julius Jenkins Jr.
Hello.
Hi, Phyllis. Now, Cornelius, is that the name on the account, or do you have an account number for me?
He got no accounts. He in collections, bitch.
No, our daddy's name was Fred Jenkins Jr.
Yep.
Now, we've been getting all these calls here for 3 or 4 weeks. Daddy ain't but about 6 weeks old dead. And you keep telling us we're going to have all this money.
We got no money, man.
Hello.
No, well, I believe I know your account, and the reason why they're calling you is because there's a balance due on that account.
Balance?
Well, that's what we was calling about. We want to come to terms with what is owed. Hello.
Okay, that would be fine. Why don't I send you guys over to accounts receivable, and you can take care of that?
Well, no. Listen here.
We got a good idea. We got something we're going to do.
You the guy that prepares the bodies, maybe arrange the burials and whatnot. Hello.
Yeah, I am the owner, and I do run the funeral home.
All right, we got a way to get you your money.
Now, look here, man. Our daddy's not been dead for too long, and when he died and then got buried in the ground, even though we owe a bill, he done got buried with a lot of gold, you see? A lot of gold.
Rest in peace. Now, what you got to understand here is not only was he wearing the gold chain that my grandma gave him when he turned 18, what he got is 3 gold teeth in his mouth.
He got 2 incisors, and he got 1 big tooth right up in the front.
So what we
are... I don't think I understand what you're talking about.
Well, let me explain to you. Hello. We owe you some money.
Pay attention.
The money is in the ground. We need to exhume Daddy, get the gold off his neck, the gold out of his mouth, and pay you guys cash for gold.
We need you to go to the site with us, get a big shovel, and dig his ass up out the ground.
Hello. Look us up under Jenkins, Jr.
Jr.
Listen.
Hello.
Fellas, this is very strange. I understand you owe money. We cannot go and exhume your father's body and...
Why in the you just call our daddy strange is what I want to know.
Sir,
hello.
Have I said anything?
You said this is strange.
Language with you?
Now, look here. Your money is in the ground with our daddy, and if you want to get paid, you're going to help us unbury that.
Hello.
Well, there are other ways to get paid, too, gentlemen, and if I need to bring it to claims court, then I'll bring it to claims court. But
what kind of man is going to sue over funeral expenses? Hello.
Well, I'll give it to you. It's not the optimal way of handling the situation, but I really am a little bit disgusted and confused about wanting to go in and dig up your father so you can take gold out of his teeth.
Hey, how the f*** you disgusted? I'm disgusted when I get the bill in the damn mailbox saying we owe you money. Ain't even cold yet.
Excuse me. I understand that you might have had some difficulties, and I'm very sorry for your loss, but there are laws and there are regulations, and we cannot just go with a couple of shovels and dig up your father and take gold from his teeth.
This up, man. This up.
Well, I guess you ain't gonna get your money.
Excuse me, is that picked up, well, I don't really appreciate you calling here and wanting me to be involved in some sort of illegal activity.
How is it illegal to dig it up and put him in, but not legal to dig it up and pull him out?
Hello. What's up with that?
He was dead. You made arrangements with this company because he was dead to put him in the ground.
We told Mama to cremate him. We wouldn't have to go through none of this bull.
It's hard to burn gold,
bitch.
I'm
not part of that at all. There's no way we're going to go in and dig out your father and take gold from his teeth. Are you out of your mind?
Say, hey, so what you saying is you worthless and can't do nothing.
And can't do nothing.
I'm not let me tell you something, son of a. You are the worthless one, okay? Son of a. You give me trouble like this, I'll tell you something. I will find you. I will take a shovel to your head, okay?
I can't believe that I'm hearing this.
Is this some kind of a joke?
Come on, man. Hello. Come on.
Oh, my God. I don't even believe what I'm hearing. Dear Lord, please.
I know this mother didn't say, dear Lord.
You should have had God in it the whole time, not just when you need it.
I'm a Christian, my friend, okay?
Look, you know I ain't even hearing this right now. I'm going to go dig that mother up and get the damn
why
door.
Don't you go ahead and you guys need to stop calling here. I don't know what kind of a joke this is, but I'm sickened to death of this. And you. I'm going to find out where your daddy is buried.
Hello.
I'll dig him up. I'll punch him in the face, and then I'll bury him over again. What do you say about that, fellas?
What? Hell's wrong with you? You got some kind of fetish. Jesus. Believe this guy?
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear it in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys. Weekday morning.
93.3 The Planet.
The Planet rocks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.